from the BBC World Service to welcome you to the Day Ahead here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today, we'll be hearing from the author of the National Food Strategy. Henry Dimbleby discusses his concerns at 5:45. Before that, we'll have our usual threesome, the Shipping Bulletin, News Briefing and our prayer for the day. First, a look ahead to Monday.
Lady Swindlers.
Families must be looked after when a member is in prison.
Everybody was acquainted with my whole history.
No drinking before a raid.
Lucy Worsley revisits the audacious and surprising crimes of women from the past.
When they got safely out of the store, they would jump into their waiting getaway cars.
This was an alternative route to become a modern woman.
Pursuing con women, thieves and hustlers.
She looks utterly terrifying. She's got this kind of dead-eyed stare.
Lady Swindlers with Lucy Worsley. Starting next Monday at 3:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, here's Simon King.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 27th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet and Irish Sea. The general synopsis at midnight. High, 550 miles west of Sol, 1026. Expected Sol with little change by midnight tonight. Low Humber, 982, moving steadily away east. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Utsira, south at Utsira, 40s. Northerly, backing northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Cromarty, northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Forth, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 or 5 later, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good. Fisher, northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northwest 6 to gale 8, showers, good. German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, thundery rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Humber. Cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest, 5 to 7, thundery rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Thames. Southwest, veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White. Southwest, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sol. Northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North, backing northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Shannon, Ruckel, Malham. North or northwest 5 to 7, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, East, Southeast Iceland. Northerly, backing northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fair Isle. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. West, Southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional sleet, moderate, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, north by east 6, recent rain 15 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by west 4, recent drizzle 6 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 4, 35 miles, 1000, steady. Lucas, north by west 4, 22 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 6, 989, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 2 miles, 991. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 992. Jersey, southwest by west 6, 15 miles, 994, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 992. Scilly Automatic, north by west 7, heavy rain 1 mile, 994, rising. Valentia, north by east 4, slight showers 9 miles, 1007, rising. Ronald's Way, north by west 4, 22 miles, 999, rising. Malinhead, north 7, recent drizzle 6 miles, 1005, rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A strong to gale force northerly airflow covers all inshore water areas. Winds decreasing by Saturday as high pressure builds from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Retrohead, including Orkney. North 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6. Showers, occasional rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. Retrohead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 6 to gale 8, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, fair later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, rain at first near Gibraltar Point. Good, occasionally poor at first in far south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Cyclonic, becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, then backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain, then showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic, becoming northerly 5 to 7, then backing northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North 5 to 7, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair, occasional rain at first. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally poor at first in east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, occasional rain at first, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, near St David's Head, backing northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, near St David's Head, backing northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Manor Galloway. North, backing northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man. North 5 or 6, backing west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. North, backing northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly, backing northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing westerly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchant Point. North, backing northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. North 5 to 7, backing west or northwest 4 or 5. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, northerly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Showers, good occasionally moderate later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 27th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Sir Starmer tells the UN he wants a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. President Zelensky meets Joe Biden to outline his plan for victory against Russia. In business, the Daily Telegraph is tipped to go to a US bidder at auction. And in sport, there's early success for two British teams in the Europa League. Sir Keir Starmer has used his first speech to the UN General Assembly to call for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. Addressing the Assembly in New York, the Prime Minister warned of a wider war if hostilities were allowed to continue.
I call on Israel and Hezbollah, stop the violence. Step back from the brink. We need to see an immediate ceasefire to provide space for a diplomatic settlement. Because further escalation serves no one. It offers nothing but more suffering for innocent people on all sides.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses the Assembly later today. Mr. Netanyahu's office has said officials are continuing discussions relating to ceasefire proposals in Lebanon put forward by the US and other allies. Ukraine's President Zelensky has outlined his plans for victory against Russia in a meeting with Joe Biden at the White House. Mr. Biden said Russia wouldn't prevail and pledged more military aid. The Ukrainian leader then met the US Vice President and Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris. She insisted it was vital to stand up to the Russian leader.
Putin's aggression is not only an attack on the people of Ukraine. It is also an attack on fundamental principles such as sovereignty and territorial integrity. History has shown us if we allow aggressors like Putin to take land with impunity, they keep going.
The Treasury is reconsidering Labour's manifesto plan to further tighten rules on the so-called non-dom tax status. It allows people whose permanent homes are outside the UK to avoid paying tax on overseas income. The Conservative government announced plans to phase out the measure, but Labour wanted to remove concessions it had offered. BBC News understands there are now concerns about how much money would be raised if wealthy foreigners leave the UK. The First Minister of Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, the first Irish nationalist to take on the role, will give her speech at the Sinn Féin conference this evening. The party is holding its annual gathering in Athlone in the Irish Republic, where it will contest a general election in the next few months. A year to the day since the Sycamore Gap tree in Northumberland was felled, the National Trust is offering communities across the UK the chance to request 49 of its saplings.